welcome to Between the Lines, which is Kearney County's community calendar for the week of April 10th, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I am your host, Richard. If you haven't been by the library lately, you might want to stop by. The library has two displays at the moment. The first is Winona Jabauer's egg collection. There are eggs from around the world and some she crafted herself. Our second display is in the library's meeting room. We currently have 5 quilts for everyone to view that Roxy Brookman made. So come by and view our displays. We'll be glad to see you. On Tuesday, April 11th at 6 o'clock, here at the Kearney County Library's meeting room, they are having the Run, Drive, Fly to Lakin Committee meeting. So if you want to become part of that or are part of that, mark your calendars and join the committee. Recently, as everybody knows, the county has received sufficient moisture to temporarily lift the burn ban. However, these rules will still have to be followed. Minimum requirements for burning are going to be you will need to call the sheriff's office prior to burning, provide location and what is to be burned, provide a safe zone, mow an area around objects being burned, no burning if the wind is or may reach speeds in excess of 15 miles per hour, no burning if humidity is or may be under 20%. Provide constant supervision during burning and have a water supply whenever possible. Make sure fire is out along with any hot spots before leaving location. If location of burn has the possibility of smoke interfering with traffic on any roadway, arrangements must be made with the Kearney County Sheriff's Office before any burning will be allowed. Any unreported burning will be extinguished by the fire department. No exceptions. The Kearney County Fire Department and Safety Office appreciate your cooperation. If you need any additional information, you can contact Ron Jones, the County Fire Chief, or Don Robertson, the Emergency Manager, at 620-355-6192. Also be aware that there's no burning of any kind on the Arkansas River bottom. April 13th at 6 o'clock at the Cobblestone Inn and Suites, there's going to be a legislative forum with the 39th District State Senator John Dole. So if you're interested in attending that, mark your calendars for April 13th at 6 o'clock, and it is at the Cobblestone Inn and Suites. The City of Lakin's annual spring cleanup will be April 24th through 28th. The materials must be separated and stacked near the alley. Materials are required to be separated into piles by type, such as metal, plastic, wood, and appliances. Items that contain a combination of materials, such as wood and metal, require that the metal and wood be separated. Tires must be removed from the rims, and no vehicles will be picked up. Items which are not separated will not be picked up. For large items, the city office asks that you please call and make arrangements with them at 355-6252, and they appreciate your cooperation. With stormy weather kind of hitting us here in the near future, we want to remind everybody that tornado sirens are a 2 to 3 minute blast in 10 minutes and will repeat until the warning is over. Also, if you are needing shelter in Lakin, it is the basement of the courthouse, and in Deerfield, it is the high school locker rooms, and you will need to enter at the northwest door. Adults, teens, and children use various pedestrian crossings in the community daily, whether it's in front of a school, business district, or on a residential street. It's important that proper safety precautions are taken before putting yourself or your children in front of a moving vehicle. Responsibilities of a pedestrian are: always cross at marked crosswalks. Look left, right, left before entering a crosswalk. Take your headphones off so you can hear oncoming vehicles. Stand back a few feet from the edge of the curb to prevent falling into the street. Walk, don't run across the street. If there is a crossing guard, always follow their directions. For drivers, your responsibilities are: yield to pedestrians in crosswalks. Be prepared to stop. Come to a complete stop if pedestrian is crossing or preparing to cross. Never pass another vehicle that has stopped or is slowing down at the crosswalk. Easter week is coming up on us. The Deerfield Recreation will host an Easter egg hunt for children 12 and under on Friday, April 14th at 10 o'clock in the morning at the Deerfield City Park. The area will be divided into age divisions. Also, remember the Easter Bunny will be hopping around, so be sure to get a photo taken with him. The Lakin Booster Club is having their Easter egg hunt on Saturday, April 15th at 10 a.m. in the morning at the Lakin Golf Course, which is 1 mile west of Lakin. The hunts will be held for 3 to 4 year olds, 5 to 6 year olds, and 7 to 8 year olds in their own individual divisions. In both communities, some eggs will have business names in them or on the outside, so you'll be able to redeem those at their locations. This week, for the Kearney County Senior Center, starting on Monday the 10th, they have a Boot Hill Casino day trip, and they will be leaving the Senior Center at 9 o'clock in the morning. There's path exercises at 10. On Tuesday, there's coffee at 8, yoga at 10. 11 o'clock is nutritional knowledge. On Wednesday, they have coffee at 8, and then path exercises at 10. On Thursday the 13th, they have coffee at 8. 9 o'clock is paint club. 10 o'clock is yoga, and then bingo will be held at 1:30. On Friday, they have coffee at 8 again, path exercises at 10, and bridge club at 1 o'clock. For this upcoming week for the Deerfield School System, on Monday the 10th, they have site council at 5 p.m., and they also have a Board of Education meeting at 7 p.m. On Tuesday the 11th, they have middle school track at Ingalls, and it begins at 2 p.m. On Thursday, there's high school track at Rolla, and it begins at 3 p.m. For the Lakin School District, for the upcoming week, they have high school baseball. It will be here against Elkhart at 4 o'clock. And also, the high school softball will be here against Elkhart at 4 o'clock. There is a board meeting at 6:30 p.m. that evening. On Tuesday the 11th, they have high school JV boys golf here at Lakin at 3 p.m. And high school divisional track will be at Syracuse at 4 o'clock. On Thursday the 13th, they have middle school track here at 2 p.m. On Friday, there will be no school. However, there will be a high school baseball game at Wichita Independent, and it begins at 2 o'clock. And then on Saturday the 15th, there will be high school forensics regionals. For this upcoming week for the Extension Office, beginning on Sunday the 9th, there is small animal weigh-in from 4 to 6 at the fairgrounds. On Monday, there's going to be another small animal weigh-in from 6 to 7, and it is again at the fairgrounds. Then also that evening on the 10th, there will be the new 4-H Club meeting at 6 o'clock at the fair building. On Wednesday the 12th, there will be a Pride meeting at the Senior Center. And then everybody remember that the 15th, which is the Saturday, that is the deadline for the Discovery Days registration. For the Lakin Recreation Commission, on the 10th, they have Pio at 7 o'clock in the evening. On the 11th, they have Pio at 5:30 in the morning. On the 12th, which is Wednesday, they're sewing at 1 o'clock, and there will be a Lakin Recreation Commission board meeting at 5:30 that evening. On the 13th, there's Pio at 5:30 in the morning, and then again at 7 o'clock that night. Other activities throughout the community for Kearney County. On Sunday the 9th, here in Lakin, there will be a High Plains Country Music Program. It begins at 1:30, and it will be at the Lakin Veterans Memorial Building. On Monday the 10th, there's a Kearney County Commission's meeting at 8 o'clock. On Tuesday, they have EMT meeting at 6 o'clock. And Lakin AA meeting at 8 o'clock. On Wednesday the 12th, there's TOPS. It will be at the Memorial Building. From 6 to 8 will be weigh-in, and at 8 o'clock will be the meeting. There's a Kearney County Conservation District meeting at 10 o'clock, and the Lakin City Council meeting at 6:30. On Thursday, there's Kearney County Chamber of Commerce Business meeting at 5:30 at the Kearney County Hospital. At the Kearney County Health Nurse Office, that is on the southern part of the Senior Center, there's immunizations from 9 to 11, then again from 1 to 3 o'clock. Lakin Gun Club will meet at 7, and Lakin AA will be at 8. In Deerfield, there's a Recreation Commission meeting at 7 o'clock. Also remember that during the week, the Kearney County Museum is open Tuesday through Friday from 9 o'clock in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. So if you have family or friends, or if you just like to go out yourself, be sure to stop by the museum and check out some of the county's artifacts. They'd be glad to see you there and show you around. That's going to pretty much do it for us for this week. We hope everybody has a fun and enjoyable week visiting with family and friends. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.com. kearnycolib.info, kearnycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.